Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan, and I'm excited for this special series we are beginning right now called the Influencer Series. If you're on my email newsletter, you know I've sent out a few emails recently about how I do my career. You guys are always asking about that part of my life, you know, the part of my life that's more of the influencer side of things than just teaching the personal development, meaning my career as a coach, speaker, author, writer, trainer, someone who's out there every single day, you know, sharing my message and earning income from it. And lots of questions always come up about that in terms of marketing, you know. How do you create a massive online community around your passions, your mission, or your cause? How do you create viral videos? How do you host these events? How do you get sponsors? How do you get featured in the media or sell online courses and subscriptions? How do you launch these podcasts and these courses and these books and blah, blah, blah? I know you guys are always excited about hearing that. So I'm starting a series today that we're just going to call the Influencer Series, where we're going to really break down some very tactical things that I do in my business, but also some larger practical things in marketing that will really give you insight into how this industry works.
Now, when I say the industry, of course, not everyone loves it. We say just influencer, but really that's what the industry's become known as. It used to be the expert industry, and then it became the thought leader industry. And now anyone who's really an author, speaker, coach, seminar leader, online trainer, social media thought leader is often bucketed under the influencer industry, which I'm totally cool with. And in fact, many of you know, we have launched Influencer 2019. That is where you can go for 3 days and learn from me and really 10 of, I think, some of the greatest influencers alive today, how we built our business and how you can start from scratch just like we did. If you're interested in that, just go to influencertickets.com to claim your tickets. We've got tickets coming up October 10th through 12th in San Diego. Influencer will be an annual event, so that's your only chance to attend and learn from us. It's October 10th through 12th in San Diego, and just go to influencertickets.com to get your tickets. Now, with that, this first kickoff, I thought I'd do something where I really get to share about my journey and what I've learned as an influencer through the rebroadcast of an awesome episode my friend Lewis Howes did on me. I was on Lewis's podcast called The School of Greatness, and we did a special two-part epic journey through my career, as well as what I would recommend to you on how to think about the career, but also how do you think about marketing in general. And it was so hugely popular on his podcast that we decided to play it for you here in case you're not subscribed. I hope you will really enjoy this episode. It's Lewis Howes, the founder of the School of Greatness podcast, walking you through my career. With that, it's going to be a two-part episode sequence, meaning this will be one episode here and then another episode, and then we'll jump into some very tactical marketing episodes coming up soon. Again, if you'd like to learn all of this type of stuff and you really dig it, make sure you go to influencertickets.com. Lewis will be speaking at our event, as will a lot of my friends, actually. Rachel Hollis will be there. Dean Graziosi will be there. Trent Shelton will be there. Tom Bilyeu from Impact Theory will be there. Anthony Trucks, you know, American Ninja Warrior. We've got so many unbelievably awesome influencers coming to teach you very tactical things. Again, that's October 10th through 12th in San Diego. Go to influencertickets.com. That's influencertickets.com to get your tickets. Without further ado, here's my awesome interview with Lewis Howes.
There's a lot of influencers that are have expertise and they built this following and they're like, well, I'm still broke. I don't know how to make money. I don't want to sell something to my audience. I just want to like add value and be of service. I just want to create cool content. I don't want to figure out this business stuff. It's too overwhelming for me. What should be thinking people thinking about as influencers right now and over the next couple of years as a business model? Maybe you can give a couple examples and then also talk about a little bit of your model.
I'd say first, if you're starting in this space and you're coming from that heart-centered, service-driven place, which is where you and I both came from too, everyone starts, if their heart's in the right place, they're like, I just want to give away free. I don't want to charge people. Yeah. I don't want to be a jerk. I don't want to do business. It's like, no, you're doing a disservice if you don't build a business. And here's the thing. Often people don't pay attention unless they pay. You want to create a real transformation in people's lives, they have to invest something. They have to give something there. But I also say, listen, especially to the new folks, sometimes I'm like, I go, hey, listen, kid, I love you, but since you're so smart and you know everything, you don't need to make money, can you show me one major influencer, thought leader, person you admire today? One, show me one who hasn't focused on building their brand and business. Show me one. Oprah didn't care about making money. She's changed a lot of people's lives, one of the richest ladies in the world. I've been at a ranch up in Maui. You can't even call it a ranch. It's the top of Maui. It's like, I've been at her other homes. It's like, trust me, she cares about business and she's built a team to care about business because she knew she could reach more people. Find me one influencer, like a major one, like an OG.
What they're like, well, this activist that's been like a nonprofit that's like changing.
That was in that movie
laws.
That made $15 million for them, they banged away. You know, so it's like, you're just not, I mean, Tom Shoe, you had him here, right? He's still, he knew if he doesn't sell this shoe, we don't give shoes. Yeah. So you cannot find a major influencer. No one has an, like, so I tell people, always notice what's working. Why is it every major influencer focused on their business?
Yeah.
Why? Because they care enough about their people that they wanted to be there for them.
And most of these people weren't good at business in the beginning.
Right.
They were talented. No idea. They were an artist. They were an actor. They were, you know, a messenger of something. Yeah. But they weren't necessarily talented in the business. This is not something that comes easy to people.
Right.
You're going to have to learn it.
That's it.
You're going to have to apply it. This is why you create so many trainings on this. You're going to need to find great people on your team to support you. Because maybe you don't want to build the model yourself. And you got to hire someone.
That's right.
And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
But either way, you're going to have to do it eventually.
You're going to have to do it eventually.
If you want to sustain this as a lifestyle and as a career and something that can give you freedom financially.
Yeah. I've been blessed now, you know, to kind of be in the business as a mentor for people. For 16 years, the biggest names have come to me, especially this last decade. Wow. And none of them ever said, you know, I wish I hadn't worked on building my business earlier.
Yeah.
They always say, you know what? I should have focused on the business earlier. It would have given me more freedom. It would have given me more team. It would have given me more capabilities to build and scale and do those art projects that I wanted to do that didn't make any financial sense. Yeah. It's like, I always tell people, you want like the freedom to do your art? Have the financial resources that you have the freedom to do your art.
Yeah.
You know? So in our industry, there's so many different models. Most people are focused on the sponsorship and the brand model. And that shouldn't account for 10%.
Typical influencers who have a following, they're making money off sponsorships.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that's more than 10% of your revenue, what you haven't accepted yet as a business person is what you have is a busy job that other people pay you for. And if they don't pay you anymore, you're fired. You don't have
Or if your following goes down.
You don't have a freedom. There's a difference between having a business and earning money for individual contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just acknowledge what you have. Oh, when I do this, I earn money. That means you basically have a job for other people who are in control.
Yeah.
A business
Or waiting for them to like say, here you go.
Yeah, a business runs while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, for 10 years of my life, I've had evergreen campaigns. Mm-hmm. So on average, if I stop working right now, we make the same amount of money for 3 years.
Yeah.
If I stop working right now, for 3 years, same amount of revenue. That's crazy. Why? Because I built a business. And it was like, I need to build some kind of automated processes that if I'm sleeping, I'm still earning. The business is earning. That's what a business is. It's like a business is automated process that earn even if you aren't doing everything in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have a very lucrative hobby. You have lucrative individual efforts, but you're selling yourself short.
Or you're a hired talent.
Yeah. You're a hired talent. That's a great way to put it.
You're a hired talent.
You're a hired talent.
And you can make a lot of money doing
that. Yes, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But again, let's have some aspirational figures. Tell me one aspirational. I mean, what was, you know, Kylie Jenner sitting there going, oh, I'll just be a hired gun all the time. And she's like, I'm going to build my own line.
An empire.
Why would I do that? Because that's called smart. And so
people buy from me.
Yes.
They're buying from me by, you know, a sponsorship post. They might as well buy my own product.
You got to build a business. And so in our industry, there's so many different ways to do that because there's so many different things to sell.
Mm-hmm. What are the different main ways that you would recommend?
Like, I always tell influencers, make sure you get something digital running in the background, selling all the time. My favorite thing, you know, you have to have digital sales and subscriptions these days.
So that could be course.
Yeah, so
digital
so
books.
My number one thing go-to for most people is make sure you have a subscription program.
Yep.
That means people give you they give you money every single month for access to your content library or to new content. So for example, you and me, we both go live
every month.
And we charge people to attend that live.
That's it.
And for the library of the other recordings of previous months.
That's it.
And that model it's always running.
It's game changing.
And so that gives you a budget each month.
Yeah.
Now the only issue with that is you have to show up each month to keep doing stuff, right? So that's just one
model. Still got to put energy into it. Yeah.
Still got to put energy, but that's something that's buildable and scalable. It gives you things like monthly recurring revenue, MRR, which, you know, people really care about when evaluating your business.
Yep.
It allows you to have metrics with your team to go, oh, how many new people do we have in? How many do we lose? Let's do better at both of those things to earn more. Mm-hmm. So I love that. Digital sales, you've got anything from, you know, online courses to charging people from, you know, to access to libraries, to webinars, to
coaching, online coaching, right?
Online coaching, live or virtual. You have the ability to do seminars, workshops, events, retreats, books, PDFs. I mean, still to this day.
Audio
programs. You know, I don't know if you ever saw our big campaign. we put, you know, 100 episodes in one of my podcasts on a thumb drive.
That was the greatest campaign.
Thank you.
So good. You were running that for like 6 months.
That thing was just
crushing.
Smashing. We sold a thumb drive for $7 with all our audios on
brilliant.
It. Our best picked audios. People went crazy for that. You know, we've sold swag and things like that, but we sell a lot of book packages. We sell a planner. So you've got products and swag. You've got live events and experiences. And then you have digital sales content. And it's about figuring out, well, which ones do you love to create and which ones work for your model and your message? It doesn't work for everybody. Like we were talking about Tony earlier, Tony Robbins, he doesn't have much of a membership program because his method, his passion is being on stage.
Yeah.
And so you also have to understand everyone's got a different passion or a different way of letting their method shine. Like for a lot of my friends, they're like, wait, you do online courses? I go, yeah. You do 5-week online courses? I go, yeah. They go, and each module is 2 hours long. Like my courses are these huge, comprehensive, like major
trainings.
Curriculum.
Yeah.
I don't do short courses. Other people, they love a short course. Other people are like, I'm never going to stand in front of anything and teach anything. That's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have conversations with compelling people. I'm like, well, then do that. So this is where the most important thing is. Your message, your method, and how you monetize off the lineup.
And knowing who you are.
That's where it starts from.
When you know who you are.
Who you are.
Because for me, I don't want to be on stage every 2 weeks like Tony.
Yeah.
You know, I do one big event a year and I speak on, you know, your stage or a few other speaking gigs and they pay me my fee and it's like,
I'm good.
Cool, I'll do that maybe once a month.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. But it's like, I want to sit down and have the intimate conversations.
Yes, because you're great at that. So this is your method. And if you're on the road all the time, you can't have people here.
And my model used to be a lot of online courses. Because that's what I learned in 2008, 2009. That's what was working for me at the time.
Yeah.
Then I just said, when I met with you 2 years ago, you gave me this great feedback of like, well, you need to have recurring. You need to have a subscription.
Yeah.
You can keep doing the launches and the courses if you want, but you've got to have subscription. Then I just said, I'm kind of tired of doing courses.
Yeah.
You know, for me, knowing who I am and what I've already created, it's just a lot of energy for me.
Yeah, they're hard.
They're hard.
People don't appreciate how hard it is.
Hard. So I just said, you know what? We're getting rid of the courses. We're going all in on subscription.
Yeah.
And it's been 2 years. It's been amazing.
Change
and we did that half-day session with you that really game changer.
Same thing with Rachel had the same thing.
Yeah.
She was kind of anti-selling something. I said, let me give you all the business reasons to have a subscription. Watch what happens with your business. Watch how you anticipate revenue. Watch how you can grow and have you give your team something to grow that you don't have to do everything on.
Yeah.
And it just, it almost takes me 3 or 4 conversations with people and then they get it. You were like, I got it. And you, I mean, you were, I think you
had actually like 30 days.
Next.
Yeah.
And we were so pumped. I was like, oh my, Lewis is doing it.
And here's the thing. It wasn't perfect.
Right.
I think a lot of people, and it's evolved. You know, what we started it out as, it's now evolved into something else. And I think a lot of influencers get hung up on everything trying to be perfect when you can just get it out there and start building
it
and then make it better as you grow.
That's
you
it.
Know, so.
Oh, my first online courses suck compared to my 28th.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but also when you figure out that model, you got to work that thing.
Push it.
Like a ton of people, they'll take my course and they'll learn, oh, this is how you do courses. And they'll kick out one, they'll promote it one time. And they're like, oh, it didn't work. It's like, you have to stay on the model.
Yeah.
You have to work the model. The number one issue I found with influencers often is they never step into the role of CEO.
They don't want to.
They don't own the fact that they are responsible for the business.
So how?
Because that feels like, well, that's not art, man.
Yeah.
But it's like, so it's like, but if a business owner never goes, I own this business, I own my dream, I am ultimately responsible for this thing growing. Once you accept, I'm responsible for growing this thing, even if you don't push every button, even if you hire the CEO or the CMO or whatever, once you go, this, I'm responsible for this message, I'm responsible for this business, everything changes. And this is what I always tell people, you have to honor the struggle involved in building a business. Because if you complain about it, you moan about it, you bemoan it all the time.
It's a job, it's something you don't love.
Yes. Anything you apply hate to quickly dies.
Ooh.
So if you say, I hate doing email marketing.
It's dead.
You're toast, right? I hate doing podcasts, you're toast. Anything you apply hate to dies. And so you have to go, okay, am I honoring the struggle here, allowing the hot mess, but staying in it and owning it? The most important thing influencers must do, I tell them all the time, especially new and really young kids, because we, you know, I've got a client right now, she's 17.
Mm.
She made $40 million last year.
Making money.
And, you know, so her parents hire me because I've been in the industry for a long time to kind of do some mentoring. And I kept saying, it's like, listen, you got to take command.
The 17-year-old.
Telling her, you got to take command. Telling somebody they have to own something. Like, because listen, we all have the same aspirations. Same. Four. Mm-hmm. We all have four aspirations our whole life. Our being goals, like who we want to be as a person and our desire to be congruent with that. Our relating goals, how we want to treat other people and show up with other people. Our creation goals, the things that we want to create, the things that we want to contribute. Like, I want to do something, right? I want to do something with my life. That's a creation goal. I want to, you know, do a podcast. That's a creation goal. I want to leave a bunch of money to someone. That's creating a significant, you know, meaningful thing. And then our growth goals, how we want to grow along the way. So we have the same aspirations. So what makes a difference? If everyone has the same types of goals, I want to be a good person who's congruent and proud of myself. I want to relate with other people so there's deep, real, meaningful connections, love, and care. I want to create things that I feel like draw out my passions and make a difference. I want to grow into the best person I can. If we all have that same thing, what's the difference makers? Usually two things. Number one, did you take command?
Mm.
Are you the captain of your ship or did you just get blown around by everybody else?
Were you responsible?
Yeah, did you take responsibility of that? Did you really take command of your life? Did you take, doesn't mean you have to do everything yourself. It just means that you own it. And then the other thing is community, the people that you're around,
yeah,
right? Who help support you. Like we became friends because I was like, I can learn a lot from Lewis, you know? And you were always so humble with me. Like, hey, how do you do this, Brendan? And we were just both givers. And it's like, you know, that's it. I mean, I don't think we have any competition between us other than I think you're way more athletic and beautiful. but it's like, and a better interviewer than me, times a thousand. But it's like, you know, it's like we deeply care about the community we have.
Yeah.
But you're here because you were on your sister's couch and one day that wasn't allowed anymore.
Yeah.
And you took command.
That's it.
And everybody has that in their life. So I tell influencers, you have to command. This is a 17-year-old girl. I'm saying, you must command the direction of what you're doing here. You're listening to everybody else. And she's one of these girls who's got all these reps and all these agents and people around her all the time. And I was like, okay, let's sit down. What does it look like to take command of this thing? If it was yours, where's it going? What's happening? And no one talks to her like that. They're all telling her what to do and how she's going to screw it up and how dumb she is because she's 17. And I'm the guy honoring her and going, well, she's created some kind of magic. There's magic here. Let's really empower that. Let's really open that up. Let's let her control and shape and shift that thing. And that's hard for adults to do.
Yeah.
It's hard for parents to do with YouTubers, you know, out of the top 100 YouTubers, you know, 15 have been real significant clients and Expert Academy graduates. And they're kind of like, how often that they made 100 videos and made no money. And if they didn't say, I'm going to do this and keep commanding that of themselves, commanding of their will, commanding of their attention, how many of those huge shows would have never had those millions of subscribers? And every one of them I talk to, they always say the same thing. It's like, I took it over. I took back control. It's like I tell people in Motivation Manifesto, you got to reclaim your agenda. You got to reclaim your life's agenda. You got to take command back of that thing again because life sucks it away. Distractions. So
that's true.
Yeah. And the most important thing you take command of is your business model.
Yeah.
What are we going to do here? Don't wait for other people to tell you how to make the money or the agents to say, we'll go get you the deals. You have to be so, you know this, you have agents. You have to be so actively involved. Otherwise you get
wait around forever.
You get peelings.
Yeah. Yeah, that's powerful. But there's also mayhem that comes with being an influencer.
You like this framework of the alliteration? Yes. You got message, market, mayhem, model.
Yeah. So there's mayhem that comes with being an influencer.
Yeah.
What does that mean? So you're telling me that I can't just be an artist and put out my content and I'm going to start making money and everything's going to be happy-go-lucky and work forever?
Yeah. Some of your family's going to hate your success and your following. You know,
a lot of haters.
Some of your friends are gonna be like, what the hell are you doing? Who are you? I don't get this. Why are you posing? You know, some of your girlfriends and your boyfriends are gonna be like, you know, too much time away, or why can't you be more present? Your mind is always on your dreams. You know, there will be relationship mayhem when you commit to your dreams. And that's what the universe set up to test if you wanted it or not. Because it's not just the mayhem of like, oh, wow, I got money now or I'm nervous. Because that's always going to be there. Like, I'm nervous right now. I'm talking to Lewis House, right? I'm on a show. There's a wonderful woman over here filming. There's cameras going. I'm like, I'm a little weirded out. I don't do a lot of interviews. I'm great on camera in my studio doing my thing.
Alone.
Yes, here it's new to me. I'm sweating. I'm all nervous. There's always going to be mayhem. There's the internal mayhem of the self-doubt, the fear, the frustration, the lack of motivation and discipline that just upsets us that we all have. But the real mayhem that really messes up people in the influencer space is the relationship mayhem. Your brother don't get you, your spouse doesn't support you, you have a partner who steals, you have somebody who takes advantage of you because all of a sudden now everyone wants something from you. And when everyone wants something from you, there's gonna be some, you know, relationship mayhem, there's gonna be some distrust, there's gonna be a lot of problems. And I tell influencers, like, anticipate that. Know that you are going to be challenged. Know that you walk off stage and there's 10 ladies in the audience, right? Mm-hmm. I walk off stage, there's 4. But you know, no, it's not.
They want something from you, yeah.
Everyone wants something from you, whether it's a business deal or a money or a handshake or a selfie or something. And I joke about it in some ways because it is funny. For a guy from Montana who's awkward, as weird as I am, to get the invitations and the offers, but also like the schemers and the scammers.
Yeah, a lot. What's true, what's not true, what's like the right opportunity. You also, as an influencer, get an abundance of opportunities.
Yeah.
So the mayhem of hurting people by saying no over and over and over again.
Yes.
Yes. That's challenging in itself.
Yeah.
Because you want to say yes. You want to help. You want to be a part of projects. But then if it takes you away from your message,
yes,
your method and your model,
yeah,
then you're hurting yourself as an influencer.
Yeah, and I tell people, it's like the way through, because there's two kinds, right? The internal kind and the external kind, right? The internal self-doubt, struggles, difficulties, the external, the relationships, the business, the turmoil, the chaos of the world. And the way through both of those, the internal kind, is through your own mindset and habits. You've got to do everything you can to dial in your mindset and your habits, from how you think of yourself to how you take care of your body, to what you focus on each day, to how you reward yourself. Mm-hmm. And the more you dial that stuff in, the less, like, to me, at any given moment, with the size of the brands and the businesses and the teams and the relationships, something's going wrong. You know, something is just not right. So I've got to find the ability to be peaceful and present, the ability to deal with the stress and the challenges, you know, the nervousness, the anxiousness, the anxieties. I've made a life of trying to master that internal world.
And so the mayhem is really, when the mayhem comes, you've got to be mastering your mental health, which is the next thing you talk about, which is everything you've been saying, is like making sure you take care of your health, your habits, your relationships, your reclaiming your agenda.
Yeah.
Because when we don't reclaim our agenda, we lose our mental health.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so my life is so out of control. I'm like, who let it get out of control? Yeah. Like, let's take some ownership if mindset and habits can really help with the internal mayhem, with the external mayhem, you need mentors. Mm. It's like mindset and mentors can solve a lot of problems.
That's so true.
Right? Mindset and mentors can solve a lot of problems. And the external stuff happens. It's like one of the reasons, you know, we were just with Rachel and Dave in Puerto Rico. And, you know, the reason I met them is she kind of reached out on Instagram and said, she promoted my book, High Force Habits, I didn't even know her. She was just talking about it. And I heard all these people saying, there's this lady talking about your book. But then she had the proactive nature to reach out and say, you know what? I don't know what I don't know. Could we get together? And they come up to Portland. And everything they were asking was kind of like, what are we going to run into that we don't know that's happening?
And
like,
because she seeked out you and a few other key mentors and you guys guided her and Dave on, here's what's going to happen. Here's what people are going to be asking you for. Here's what you're going to need to look out for. And here's the business model you should be adding in.
Yeah.
You've helped her make multiple 7 figures in, you know, 6 short months of just adding in a few things where if she didn't know those things, if she didn't seek out the mentorship from you, she would have been struggling more.
Yeah, like, and others too. And like you said, she sought out a lot of people, which was really great. And for the record, like, because we are mentioning her and a lot of people a lot because we were just with them
just at with
my
them
house,
week,
right?
Yeah.
So it's just a different, like, but no one is taking credit for anything she did or I did
She's doing the work. She's doing the work.
She took command.
She's implementing.
And she got the mentors.
That's it.
Like, I was one of those. She got lots of them. And and same with you. Like, you learned
everyone on the walls.
I look at all these mentors all around the wall. It's like, and that's what you have to do is your mentors, the people you're around, your community again, they're going to help make sure that as you take command and as you deal with the mayhem of life, you're doing it well. Like, I'm not allowed to screw up a lot.
No.
Because my friends are like, yo, you know, I have a great group of friends. They'd be like, dude, what was this video or what was that? Or I heard you did this. Is that true? And they'll there's no way because I've surrounded myself with such quality people. Yeah. They hold me to a high standard. I want to be a good person for that. Yeah. And my role model mindset won't let me not do that. So I think mayhem, solve it with good mindset, work on yourself.
And give
a big shout out to Rachel and Dave who've gone through that huge process. You have done that huge process. When and so is Jay, right? All Jay's internal work becomes a reflection of his external successes.
That's it. All of us. And when you're a monk for 4 years, it helps you like keep your mental health in check when the mayhem happens.
Help chill out.
And he's doing 2 hours of meditation every morning. He's focused. He's like doing the work. Yeah. He's still doing the work.
Still doing the work.
I think it allows you to deal with everything. What's all the press being on Ellen, Today's Show, and you know, billions of video views. And it's like all the mayhem that comes with impacting people. And which we're talking about next is meaning. When you have your message, you want to be an influencer and reach people and you want to build a meaningful life and a meaningful business, there's going to be a lot of stresses also.
Yeah.
So you got to take care of the mayhem with the mental health. But what does meaning mean for influencers?
Yeah.
And what should we be thinking about as influencers?
I think the first thing is how often people get it wrong as influencers. They're waiting for the day to come where they can finally have satisfaction and fulfillment from their efforts. Well, when I get to 1 million followers, when I make $1 million, then I can like myself, feel good about myself, enjoy the day, rest peacefully. I'm like, if you can't teach yourself to rest peacefully now, you're screwed when the mayhem really hits. Right?
Yeah.
That's what happened to a lot of people. Like, oh, well, Brennan, you know, I'm so stressed out and so upset. I'm like, now? You haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
I mean, give it 10 years. So you really have to immediately take control of that, including the meaning of your life. It's like you have to train yourself to draw meaning from each day. Each day, you have to train yourself to draw meaning from it. Because otherwise, it's just one day after another.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, and I'm, you know, I faced my death twice in significant ways, being in hospital beds, think I'm gonna die, both accidents. And I learned that real reverence for life shows up in the oddest of ways. Real reverence for life is, did you feel this day? Like, did you feel it? Or did you just kind of bumble through, finish it, do the meetings, you know, now you're tired, go to bed? Or did you like make yourself feel it? Like, get present, get aware, take that breath, feel the earth, you know, feel your life, feel the blessing of your spirit. And so many people, that happens when they're on their deathbed at the end. I was lucky. I had that as a young man. I got mortality motivation at 19 to realize you got to have reverence for life. You have to make each day meaningful, do meaningful things, but also draw meaning from it, not later. And some of the most miserable bastards I know are people who literally are waiting for some day to enjoy life. But reverence for life shows up in how you felt the day. Reverence for life shows up in your time management. I tell people all the time, look at all these days you wasted. Don't tell me you appreciate life. A lot of people have a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what shows gratitude? Let me see your calendar. Your gratitude journal, that's a nice reflection. You wanted to talk about real gratitude for life, reverence for life? Show me your calendar.
Did you maximize each day? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Are you actually using your days wisely? Because if time is short, if life is short, then you better be using it wisely. It doesn't mean you need to stack everything in there. It's just like, can I see in your calendar that you're enjoying life? Can I see you're building and growing and taking it seriously? Do you have some time with your family and friends scheduled?
Are you playing? Are you traveling?
Are you playing? Are you enjoying life? Is there some time off in here?
Yeah.
Or is it meeting, business? Like, a lot of people, like, especially influencers, they wake up. They create content all day. They check their stats. They go to bed. And if that's your life, that's a very unique kind of secret hell.
Mm-hmm. And that goes by pretty quick.
Goes by pretty quick. And it's what is the frame is in comparison, right?
Yeah.
And so it's unique kind of hell is waking up and doing something every day only to check the stats on it versus really connecting with the audience, really connecting with why you're doing it. You know, I'm looking above your head here, and you've got some legends up there, including Tony Robbins, who's, you know, both of our dear friends, and he's helped us, we've helped him in many ways. And listen, he wouldn't be doing this long if he didn't take deep meaning from the actual work
every day, because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of energy, 5 days in a row, 12, 15 hour days on stage, not peeing, not eating.
You know what I know. Does? Yeah.
You do the same thing, 15 hours a day, no
pee. We do the two longest events in the entire industry.
It's crazy, man.
And the two longest single led trainer events. And you don't do that unless you make yourself draw meaning, because otherwise what's going to happen is, and what I tell people all the time is, like, if you are constantly exhausted, you're not in meaning mode yet. And because when you're in real meaning mode, it won't let you run yourself to exhaustion. It won't let you do it. It will
say,
hey.
It's a sustainable fuel.
Yes, it will say, hey, man, enjoy this moment for a beat here.
Yeah.
It's when you're going, that means you're not in meaning mode. And because if you're in real meaning mode, it won't let you exhaust yourself.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Hey, my friends, are you enjoying this episode with Lewis? I hope you really are. We're going to really dive deep in this and the next episode for you on some tactics, but I really want to share the overall story and philosophy of how I approach this, because I think it has given me some untold advantages and success. And if you want to learn more about how to do this, do yourself a favor and go to influencermagazine.com, because here's the deal. I know not everybody can attend Influencer event in San Diego, October 10th through 12th. If you can attend it, great. You can also get tickets there at influencermagazine.com. But also, we've launched the Influencer Business Program, an online community and training that will also help you build your influencer career as an author, speaker, coach, seminar leader, social media thought leader, where you can work really anywhere, just sharing your passions, your wisdom, your life story, and really engaging an audience and earning an income and revenue from that. How do you have the influencer career? Just go to influencermagazine.com and just choose. How do you want to play with us? Do you want to come to the live event? That's Influencer October 10th through 12th in San Diego. Or would you prefer just to learn from home online from us? You can click Influencer Business Program. Again, both those things are available at influencermagazine.com. We are launching Influencer Magazine late winter this year and really going to be the voice of this industry, which we're really excited about. So make sure you go check it out, influencermagazine.com, to either join us live at the event or join us in the online training program. That's influencermagazine.com. No further ado, back into my interview with Lewis Howes.
I'm curious, why do influencers or anyone deal with self-doubt? When you've achieved a lot of success, why does self-doubt creep in? When you're just starting, why is self-doubt there? And how do we eliminate self-doubt?
Yeah, self-doubt is one of the first signals that you deeply want to grow. Mm. And most people start with self-doubt being a bad thing. I'm like, oh, it's a signal saying, you know what? I'm not yet enough to be able to do that thing I want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. That's a great acknowledgement. Like, I hope everybody starts every new endeavor doubting their capabilities, doubting their competency, doubting if they know how to do it. The difference is successful people and unsuccessful people and the way they deal with the doubt. Like, self-doubt, for if you're like struggling and you're always unsuccessful, it's because self-doubt is stopping you. Successful people, they have the same doubt, but they're exploring it. They're like, oh, and they're acknowledging it. You know what? That's true. I don't yet have the capabilities to do that. So agenda item, go get capabilities to do that. Mm-hmm. They don't let the doubt stop them. It's when doubt delays you or divides you from other people or destroys your progress that it's a problem.
Yeah.
But it's a good cue to have come up, you know, because if it never comes up, you'll never say, I don't know. Or you'll never say, I don't know how to do that. Or you'll never raise your hand for help. So self-doubt is a good mechanism in the human experience. It's when it stops you that it's a problem.
Yeah.
And so the goal is to explore it. And the goal is to realize that it should be a cue for you to learn and ask for help.
Mm.
And what most people
stubborn.
Do, you know what they do? They get self-doubt and they go silent. But in the silence of self-doubt, that's where the suffering is. When you speak it and you share it, say, hey, Lewis, I'm about to do this podcast, man. I've never done something like this.
I have no clue what I'm doing.
When I do this, how do you think through it? Could you coach me and mentor me? That is a proactive way to meet the self-doubt and then overcome it. But if I go silent with it, that's where the suffering and the stopping happens.
Wow. Yeah. That's powerful. This one's on love. When do you personally feel the most loved in your life?
Denise. Yeah, my girl. Well, you met my wife. So she believed in me, no one did. And it's not just because she believed me. She's just an exceptional human. You've met her. She's kind. She's thoughtful. She's smart and beautiful. But she also, she just holds good space for other people.
Yeah, she does.
She inhabits a good space in herself because she's at peace with being a good person. And then she's calm and she holds good energy. And it's been hard being married. and what I mean by that is marriage will challenge you so much. And I feel most love though in the marriage as much as it's a challenge, even though everyone who knows us, like we have this, like you've seen us, we are so sweet on each other.
Yes.
But the reason I say it's hard is because as you know, in 2011, I had a brain injury. And there was a good 2.5 years. I was not good as a husband. And I don't think I was good as a man. And what I mean by that is I was just like, I had anger issues because the brain injury. I hurt, you know, the prefrontal left cortex. I hurt my cerebellum. I hurt my hippocampus. So I was having trouble with memory and motion and with controlling my emotions.
Yeah.
And so the calmest guy in a marriage ever all of a sudden was like being angry and like getting upset about the stupidest stuff. And the reason I feel so much depth of love with her now is because we went through that. I really believe love grows in Love grows in that fertile soil of struggle. And we have struggled so much from having nothing to building our lives. She built an amazing business as owning exercise studios, had 30 employees, a great mentor to women. She went through tons of challenges as a business person, as have I. But then that injury brought us really close together.
Wow.
Even though in the short term, it was so painful that we survived it. That's where the love has grown so much, you know.
What does every influencer need to be aware of with the partner they choose? Whether a relation, like a dating relationship, or a marriage.
Yeah.
What do they need to have in their partner in order to be able to take their influencer message and share it with the world sustainably?
Yeah.
Without too much stress and chaos from the partner.
You know what? That's a good point.
And feeling like,
point.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't do this because I'm hurting my partner.
That's right.
I got to dim my light a little bit because I don't want to make them feel insecure. What do you need to look for?
Yeah. First read the chapter in Motivation Manifesto on love, because love is not something that exists in another person. And love is a universal energy that we can tap into, and we don't need it from another person. So it's removing need is the biggest and the hardest breakthrough in all relationships. Removing the need.
For yourself and for the other person.
Yes. Not that it's always going to be there. The second big idea is, listen, their permission or understanding is not required for your progress. People tell me all the time, well, she doesn't understand, right? I'm like, why do you think she has to understand? Why do we think everyone has to understand intimately our hopes, our dreams, our needs? You probably don't understand theirs. And like, you can seek to understand it, and you should, but it's okay if they don't get it. It's totally okay because they have their own path. There's a lot of people in our world, you and I, we think like, what are they doing? That's weird. That's not what we would do. But they don't need our permission.
No.
You don't need the permission, the support, the understanding, or the cheerleading of everybody around you to follow your dream. Because a lot of people say, well, I'm in a bad relationship, Brandon, that's why I can't succeed. I'm like, okay, well, one, have some really honest conversations there, please. Yeah. And a lot of them, and consistently. But then also, if you can't change the relationship, then change your expectations of what that relationship is supposed to give you. Because you don't need, to be an influencer and to be a role model, everybody around you doesn't have to be perfect and cheering you on. In fact, you and I have had a lot of doubt and a lot of haters as we've grown. Matter of fact, I think the bigger you grow and the better you get, the more people will question you and not get it because your messaging is scaling. And so anticipate that not everyone's going to get it. But what I would recommend, if you've got a good person and you're trying to grow together, is just be so diligent about sitting them down and always painting the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like painting 20 years out. I mean like, okay, honey, it's Sunday. Let's look at this week. What's your week look like? What's my week look like? That Sunday check-in to think about where you've been and now where you're going to go is so critical to growth. I mean, I can't even emphasize how important that is. Like, because if I know she's got a challenge on Wednesday, I'm going to be a better husband for her on Wednesday. You know, if she knows I got a big interview, she's going to cheer me on in the morning with text. Like, you can't support each other unless you know what each other is facing in the upcoming next 7 days.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really powerful. What are you most proud of personally in your life? Personal life.
Personal life.
Well, it could be your business too, but what is the thing? If you could say one thing I'm proud of in my life.
Whew.
You've done a lot of things, but.
That's a great question, brother. I would say just consistency. Like, I know that sounds so weird, but like every great thing of my life came from being consistent and congruent, even when it was hard and difficult. Like, I would love to say, well, what I'm most proud of personally is my love with my wife, my contributions, my books, but all those things had this consistency of effort behind them. I'm proud of myself for not giving up all of those times, you know, because I wanted to, you know, I'm proud that, you know, I've been a good man to my family and my friends for a really, really long time with very few exceptions that came mostly from my brain injury, you know, and I feel like I've been consistent all my life except for that period of time when my brain was not working. And, you know, Dr. Daniel Amen, who treated me and thank God for him and a couple of neuroscience guys who got me back on track of just, you know, I wasn't consistently working out or consistently being nice or consistently doing my art or my video. I was really struggling. Making it through that.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that because that was really hard. I stepped off. I think you know the story, but I'd finished an Experts Academy, got off stage, you know, a couple thousand people out there. And, you know, they do that thing where you finish and they call you back, you know, and they're like, you go back again and you thank you. And you go back and they do it again. 3 times this happens. Right, 3 callbacks. I go off stage and I didn't feel anything. Didn't feel jubilation, didn't feel joy, didn't feel satisfaction, didn't feel pride, didn't feel like I'd even made a difference. I just didn't, because my brain was hurt and that part of the emotional processing just wasn't working. I just didn't feel anything. And I literally stood there and I'm like, it's time to hang it up. It's like, if I don't feel this anymore, it's time to hang it up.
Mm.
And I really did. I made that decision that day. I was like, I'm going to hang up the events. And this was 2013 or 14. And it's like, you know, since then, tens of thousands of people have been to events. But I was going to hang it up. And luckily, I just, sometimes when you know you're hurt or you know you're in pain, that's a good time to tell yourself, let's not make major decisions yet. Let's get some help. Let's try to heal. Let's try to work our way through. And then we'll make these big decisions. And luckily, I had that. A mentor told me that. He's like, well, you know, you're not feeling yourself yet. Maybe don't quit yet.
Yeah.
And thank God. So I just stayed at it, stayed consistent in my healing, stayed consistent trying to be the best guy I could. And it turned around.
It paid off, yeah.
So
consistency, baby.
I know it's a weird thing to
me. I think I've never heard that before.
But I know.
That's so true. That's a good thing to be proud of.
Yeah.
Because I think the hardest way to make a big impact is through being consistent. You can't make a big impact without being consistent long term.
Because I'd love to say it was some accolade.
Yeah.
I would, for me.
Or your marriage, but it's like it wouldn't be successful marriage without the consistency.
That would have been it. And if she hadn't been consistent.
That's true.
You know, so having the heart of a consistent fighter, warrior, lover, caregiver, brother, friend, worker, artist, that consistent heart, that can really turn into something meaningful.
What is, you talk about sparking joy all the time.
Yeah.
What is the thing that brings you the most joy?
Teaching. Just teaching. Yeah. Like I used to say it's writing because I love to write, but the writing is really, I'm teaching.
Yeah.
I love to share. I love to share what I've learned or I've researched or I've seen with people. Teaching is I feel like I'm a teacher at heart. I'm most happy and engaged. Like even during this interview, when we were teaching something, I felt so much more calm. When you're asking about me, I'm like, you know, it's like, it's just
give me the framework.
No, you're doing so great, you know? No, it's just where I feel so comfortable is just sharing and teaching. I was born to teach.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, but I literally had finished my 17th course And I had a new videographer help me shoot that, and he had never seen me shoot a chorus. And he's like, oh my God, he's like, that's, I've never seen someone, because I'll do 2 hours extemporaneous teaching.
Yeah,
I mean, I've prepared, I know my framework, but it's like, how? And I'm like, that for me, I know that's a gift, because I suck at so many other things. I know that that's a gift.
Yeah.
And so I try to step into that. And every time I just feel like so much of joys in life, we sit around hoping we're going to get. But when you are in your gift, the joy is just there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work super hard. It's just there.
It's always there.
Yeah.
If what doesn't happen in your life that will create regret if you don't accomplish or don't live or don't be, it's the end of life. And if you don't do what, you will regret it. Maybe it's something you haven't done yet. Maybe it's something that you're doing that you stopped doing. But what's the thing that you will live with the most regret if you don't do?
If I didn't make myself feel the days. Because, you know, achievements come and go. You're a New York Times bestseller. 3 weeks later, you're still in the grind.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, you hit number one podcast. Okay, we've both done these things, but now we're here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like regret really comes from, you just didn't feel the days. It didn't have to be special, right? Because I've been with a lot of people. I've been in the hospice a long time. I'm doing hospice work after my accident. I wonder if a lot of people went through the same thing I did. And people don't talk about big things at the end with being regret. It's not like, you know, I should have moved to south of France and drank wine. You know, it's like, it's more like, you know what? I wish when we had barbecues in my backyard, I was nicer to my brother. You know, I wish when I was hanging out with my friends, I really saw them smile and I felt it instead of just taking a selfie and walking away. You know, it's like people wish they felt more moments of their life. And I'm aware of that for me too, because I can remember the rocking and rolling years when it was like, whoa, like now a lot of people do what we do. But when we started, we were like, mm-hmm. we were in that OG territory of our personal, of the space that you and I play in. And so I remember when it was just so unique and so crazy and things were going so fast and so many deals that it felt like 2 or 3 years went by like that. And I didn't even sense them.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy who's so aware of his mortality because I've faced it so many times. I want to make sure I like feel it. You know, I just want to feel it. It's like mm-hmm. a manifesto we talk about, learning to hold two extra beats as time unfolds. So if you're going to kiss your lady on your way out the door, like hold that kiss for 2 extra seconds. You know, you give somebody a hug, hold that for 2 extra seconds. You know, mm-hmm. at the end of a conversation saying goodbye, just, you know, give them a good look in the eye, hold it for 2 extra seconds. And just like, you don't have to do a tremendous amount of things to feel life more. Sometimes you just have to hold space just a little bit, just a few extra seconds to feel and appreciate it. You know, when you say thank you, it'll be like, thank you. Just like, thank you. And really hold that.
Yeah.
Like that's this, you're creating meaningful moments in those spaces that you hold. And so I know I'll be really regretful if I didn't do that enough.
Yeah.
You know, and that's been, it's been my own personal challenge since the brain injury, because it's easy for me not to do that. Mm. So I'm just trying every day to make sure I feel the day.
Mm, I love that. It's something I've been doing for a long time, which is giving long, awkward hugs.
Yeah, you are good at that.
It's like, hold it for 5 seconds. Yeah. Unfortunately, now I have to be so cautious because of the time of the age we're in.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Where it's like, I'm almost like barely giving a hug.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
if you're like a female.
Yes.
Just like, can I give you a hug? Can I, you know, it's like, I've got to be very calm.
Yeah.
So it's like finding the joy in the things that, and not being, you know, I don't know.
But it's still, you know, there's other ways to have it. You know,
yeah,
use Facebook example. It's just like having that meaningful conversation
Absolutely.
For an extra 2 minutes.
And not be on your phone during it.
Yeah. Right? It's just like, I really feel like the ultimate trying difficulties of our time is that people are not feeling the day anymore.
Yeah.
They are swiping through the day and no real comparison is happening. Emotion of the rise and fall of the videos is happening. But they go to bed at night and they're like, I didn't feel the day. I did a lot. I was distracted a lot. I looked at a lot. I even worked hard. But I'm not feeling this life. And I'm like, you have to make yourself feel this life. You need to learn mindfulness or awareness practices or try meditations or learn how to breathe. But have that intention of like, I really want to feel it. Because after the most successful people in the world who I've been blessed to work with or coach, they just want to feel it more, man. They are so tired of going through the motions. They're so exhausted of doing everything else everyone else wants. And they just want, I mean, I was with this person about 4 weeks ago, you know, incredibly, you know, cover a magazine person. And I took the, I was visiting the person's house, I'm a coach's person, and we went for a walk. And I saw this sign that said something about some park. And I said, oh, let's go over there. And this person had not been in that park. Now, they lived in this neighborhood, really fancy neighborhood, for like 5 years. Had never been in the park. I said, well, let's go over to the park. And first thing, well, you know, we don't have time. And I said, you know what? Let me eat into my time today and give you this gift. Let me eat in my time. So, all right. So all we did is we walked. And I said, why don't we just walk around the park? And I know this sounds very Zen master, but I'm from Montana. We're outdoor people, okay? Let's take a stroll. And literally, last night I get this text and the person's like, you know what? I've gone to that park every day now. And the conversation that I know is having this head is just like, I'm taking a moment of peace for the day to experience the day and to feel the day a little bit. I tell people all the time, get outside a little bit, breathe a little bit without your phone. We're living in such a distracted age. The number one problem we really have is people don't feel the day. They don't feel their relationships. So they're looking for this for feeling, and they're lacking life.
Yeah. Feel it.
You gotta feel it every day.
This is called The Three Truths. You answered it last time, so I'm curious to see what you said. I'll go back and review the last
time. I know what I said last time. I'm going to do something different now.
Okay, so
hit me with it.
So imagine it's your last day. You've accomplished everything. You have no regrets. You felt every day. You sparked joy everywhere. You know, were the influencer of the century. Whatever it is you want to be, you create. And you have an incredible marriage and relationships. It's all there. But you got to take everything with you. All your messages got to come with you, and you can leave behind three truths. Three lessons or experiences you would share with the world. What would you say are yours?
I'm questioning what I said last time. Three truths. Things gone away. My first one would be I'd want to carry on the message of my dad. That's a big one for me. Mm-hmm. And that message was, you know, my dad basically taught us the same seven things. And I know this is cheating a little bit because there's multiple things here, but
it's okay.
You know, be yourself. Be honest. Do your best. Treat people with respect. Take care of your family. Be a good citizen. Follow your dreams. You know, it's one of the things I'm most proud about in my career was that the quote, you know, I've created quote cards since literally day one. And my most popular quote of all time was those seven things my dad did.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like 37 million times.
That's powerful.
That was just so huge. So I'm really proud of that. I want to share the truth from that's my life. But the message behind that is somebody mentored you and somebody inspired you and you had a good parent or family or caregiver or somebody. One of the truths is if they're going to take away everything else, make sure you pass on their message. We live in a time where our elderly are discounted and thrown away in these homes and forgotten. We live in a time where, you know, the wisdom of previous generations is completely lost to us because we're so fascinated by innovation and newness that I really believe we've got to have kind of resurrection of this feeling of passing on values and the wisdom from our parents or grandparents or somebody. So I'm like, that would be something, a truth I like to give is like, it's part of your destiny is to carry on something from a previous generation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it used to be just genes and genetics, but now I think it's message and values. And that would be one truth. Another truth is that you are so desperately in need of love and you're the only one who's going to grant it.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, everyone is so desperately in need of love and they think it's going to come from some external thing, but it's going to first come from an allowance and an opening and a permission that will actually allow other people to access that same energy with you that will create what feels like a relationship love. But if you can't access that with inside, then you're in trouble. And then the third thing is nothing will ever be more fulfilling than service.
That's true.
Nothing. nothing you achieve, nothing you give, nothing you make happen. You know, I see people all the time, they hold up their awards. I did this, I'm this. And I'm like, no, your audience did that. The people you were serving did that. You know, realize no one's really self-made. It's the people who they were benefiting that propped them up. And mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to really tap into a deeper level of service in your life when you recognize who is being impacted by what you're doing. That's, you know, whether we're talking about influencers or any other person who's trying to be a role model, is really just stay in your heart of service.
Yeah.
It's hard to be in the heart of service today. We're in the selfish kind of mode, the selfie mode, and we aren't in the heart of service the way we used to be. And I feel like if people knew how fulfilling service was, they'd aim for that as much as aiming for the selfie.
Mm. Ooh, that's powerful.
Yeah.
I love those. Those are good, man. Final questions. What's your definition of greatness?
Oh my gosh. I forgot you did that. I thought we were done. Definition of greatness. You know, it's evolving. I think the older I get, the more mm-hmm. the definition of greatness is entirely tied to the concept of service.
Yeah, me too.
More and more. And I've always believed that, but I think it is the ability to demand of yourself and command your mind and your body and your day to do something that's meaningful for other people. Because that's what's great, right? You can be good just doing stuff for yourself, but you become great when you do things for other people.
Brendan Bouchard, thanks, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
Of course, man.
So good.
Powerful.
Okay, my friends, I hope you have enjoyed the interview here that Lewis did on me and my career. I've just been so blessed to get to do this work, and I hope you heard that in the interview, how much I love this industry. And I know not everyone calls it an industry, but I really feel like when you've got an entire community of tens of thousands of people, you know, now our industry is valued at over $1 billion every single day. People are spending literally tens of millions of dollars and learning from influencers or transacting through influencers. I think it's time for you to really question, could you do this? Is it time you take your life story and your life's wisdom and share it with others and get paid for it? Would you like to share your knowledge, your advice, your passions, build a community, build a business, build a huge audience, build the ability to have lifestyle freedom? Well, then that's the influencer space. So just go to influencermagazine.com. Again, that's influencermagazine.com, and choose how you want to play. Do you want to come to Influencer 2019? That's our conference in San Diego, October 10th through 12th. Or would you like to learn from home by joining the Influencer Business Program, where thousands of up-and-coming and many of the leading influencers alive today have joined so they can learn from me every single month how to do better marketing, how to do better branding, how to start their personal brand, how to scale the business, how to do things like team and ads and affiliates and videos and everything that you see us doing. Just go to influencermagazine.com, choose how you'd like to play along with us, and we'll get you the training and the support that you need to build your personal brand, grow your audience, scale a business, and achieve the impact and lifestyle freedom that you really want in terms of sharing your passion and your wisdom. Again, my friends, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you share this with somebody. If you know somebody who's really interested in this industry, please send it along, and also tell them to go check out influencermagazine.com so they can be part of this community as it continues to scale and get better and better and better. Again, that's influencermagazine.com. Thanks for listening to this special series. Again, we'll continue dropping a few more marketing episodes for you so you can learn how the industry works and how you might get involved. Until then, go to influencermagazine.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.